This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I tell you, I hope you guys had a last good few days. It's a little bit hectic on my end. A lot of football. We saw a lot of football. I think what really did me in was when it's football or the weekend and it's kind of cold outside, I really love French onion dip. And I'm not supposed to eat onions. For some reason, I just can't digest onions anymore. It's part of growing old. I was able to eat onions on everything. All of a sudden, I can't have onions. We've already talked about my irritable bowel syndrome. I had nausea. And so y'all know that if I do eat onions, I bloat, and it's horrible. And so, you know what? I decided to say to heck with it. This is mind over matter. Are you guys seeing now this theme in the news, how you can lose weight and how you could get what you want, and you could be successful in relationships if you just put your mind to it? You know, if you just put your mind to it, you could be successful. And they're actually right about that. They're actually right. There's a lot of things you could do. Like, you know, I'm going to heal. I'm going to walk again. I'm going to, you know, I don't know, get married. And I got to tell you, the more your mind is headstrong and, you know, you're going full regalian on it, it can happen. Not when you have irritable bowel. Okay? So I'm sitting there working away, and my tummy starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're like, I'm wishing it away. Not happening. So the question I get is, when does your mind and this wishful thinking and meditation help, and when doesn't it? So I look at things, you know, because of my science background, as it's a power play between energy, right? Not so much Newton's law, but, and I'm not going to start sitting there and quoting scientists because you guys already think I'm a dork enough, but I think everything in life, whether we're talking about your bowels, whether you're talking about relationships, when you're talking about driving a car, it's a balance of things. And balances get tipped. Right? And so, if you want to be successful, I really should write a book on this. I know, this is really philosophical for me, especially this time of the day. But I think if you want to be successful with anything, is you always stay in control. And you don't let another force knock you off your balance. Does that make sense? Okay, let's talk in-laws. I think we can all understand that, right? Right? Okay, let's talk in-laws. Mother-in-law comes over. She battle-axingly takes over your house, takes over your life, takes over the marriage, the children, and all that. You have just lost any force, and it is almost impossible to push that much force back. Yet, the second she starts to make you teeter, you regain your balance. Then she may push a little harder. You resist, regain your balance, try to let her see the balance. And if you're successful, if your mother-in-law's a good person, she may go, okay, I know my boundaries. I get that. I could maybe push just a little bit, but if they think they're going to topple, they're going to fight back. So, and they may still test you. They may test you for 30, 40 years. But you need to nip that in the bud early. Same thing with weight. How many of you guys had to only lose 5 pounds when you were younger and it was like nothing? And then how many of you have to now lose 30, 40 pounds and it seems almost impossible? Again, it's that force. The bigger you allow that opposing force, the worse it is. So now let's talk about health. Let's talk about your bowels. All right. Many of you guys hold it in. You start feeling a little bloated. You're like, but I'm at work. I'm not going to toot. I'm not going to poop at work. Then you hold it in. Well, then it gets worse. And then it gets worse. And then it gets to the point where you are so bloated that you can't even put your jeans on. And you have to drive home in the car with your jeans open. Right? Until you're finally able to make it to a bathroom. So, I guess if we're doing that analogy, you need to toot and let it out before it gets bad. So, I recommend, if you guys are having trouble at work, if you're having trouble with a relationship, if you're having trouble getting a task done, start using the law of balances. You know, we talk about, you know, when you have these insurmountable things, these insurmountable problems, to just chip away at it. Or if you have this big project, just do little baby pieces. Why do we tell you to do little baby pieces? Because when you start poking little holes and making little baby pieces or whatever, you start to bring up the wind, right? Start to get a little bit more momentum, start to get a little bit more control. Sometimes if you bite off the part of the foundation, sometimes everything else just falls into place. Honestly, this is a damn good analogy. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm not more successful in radio. That's a good question. I know. This is really good. So anyway, with your weight, baby steps, right? Try to knock out 5 pounds in the next month. With relationships, okay? Having a little trouble, trying to meet eye to eye. See if you could take a little baby bite of one small area. Make them see your way. See if they kind of understand and then want to hold hands on the seesaw. All right. Yeah, not bad, not bad. I know. I am pretty philosophical. Okay. When we get back, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, people are still taking their dogs and pets painkillers. We also have another breakthrough in terms of Alzheimer's. And millions of people who are taking prescription sleeping pills will sleep through their fire alarm. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm not sure if you guys heard, but Los Angeles teachers are on strike. We're finding out that about 600,000 students are affected by this. 32,000 Los Angeles teachers and staff members, coming from one of the biggest school districts in the country, have walked off the job today. I believe they have the second biggest school district to New York. This is being reported by CNN. They say weeks of heated negotiations before the United Teachers Los Angeles Union and the Los Angeles Unified School District went nowhere. So, it led to the city's first teacher strike in 30 years. And it looks like they have rain over there, so they're all out in the rain. They say both the union and the school district say they want smaller class sizes, bigger teacher salaries, and more counselors and nurses. Because the district has about 1,000 schools. Now, students are still expected to go to school during the strike. The strike could go on for days. Parents need to go to work. They pay taxes. Kids need to be going to school. So while the adults are kind of, you know, while the grown-ups are talking, they say kids are still expected to be there in school. Now, from what we understand, the 600,000 students may have to combine classes because there's about 2,000 reassigned administrators and 400 substitute teachers. So it's a case-by-case, school-by-school. And some parents are like, tech with this, I'm not going to risk my child's safety. Andrew Crone kept his four children home, saying it's just a sheer overwhelming number of children versus adults. I'm not risking my children's safety. So apparently the UTLA and the LAUSD have made some concessions. Both the union and the school district kind of accuse each other of misleading facts and figures. Oh, it's a blood sport with schools and administration. And I mean, I'm shocked when I hear all the stuff that seems to go on. It blows my mind. And the school district said it would add nearly 1,200 more educators, teachers, counselors, nurses, librarians in schools, reducing class size in thousands of classrooms. Now, apparently, class sizes in grades 4 to 6 would be limited to 35 students. Limited to 35 students. Whatever happened to the old rule when I was growing up, no more than like 25. So they would be limiting, bringing it down to 35. How many students are in there? 40, 50 already? They say class sizes in middle and high school, math and English classes would be limited to 39 students. Now, you know, I've taught medical students. I've taught grade school students. I've taught Sunday school students. I've taught a variety of ages. Teenagers. The older the students are, the easier it is. As long as you have control. If your middle school and high school students are going to be sitting there texting, not paying attention, walking out, whatever, you're not going to be able to take care of 39. That's just not going to happen. 39 kindergartners, you're in trouble. So they say the offer would also increase, ensure no increase of class size, increase nurses, counselors, and librarians at all schools, along with a 6% salary increase and back pay for the 2017-2018 school year. But union president Alex Caputo-Pearl said the offer was good for only 1 year and that the school district's proposal was woefully inadequate. So apparently the union wants them to pull from its $1.86 billion in reserves. Did you know that California school districts have $1.86 billion in money? I had no idea. And they want them to pull from that to increase school staffing and boost salaries by 6.5%, not just 6%. So the school district says it's not nearly as wealthy as the teachers' union suggests. They say school budgets in California are set in three-year increments. L.A., Los Angeles Unified, will spend $24 billion educating students. This includes its entire existing $1.8 billion reserve. And the school district said at this rate, they may not even have enough money to meet the required 1% reserve. They say the financial situation is so bad that the L.A. County Office of Education is stepping in. Now, I'll tell you why this kind of matters to you or I. They say last week, the State Funded Regulatory Agency assigned fiscal experts to work with the school districts on a plan to eliminate deficit spending and restore required financial reserve levels. Keep in mind, California just also had those fires. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of news about some of the lobbyists in Hawaii whining and dining certain people when these fires were going on in California. And there's a big debate on who now pays for the wildfire recovery. So you have the schools wanting more money. You have all the other entitlement programs that are in use in California because they're such a highly populous state. You have issues with immigration. Something's got to give. Now, I live in Nevada, so we're seeing people come to Nevada. Now, Nevada used to have issues with overcrowding schools, and some people would say we still do. And I think Nevada started to make some more stringent, shall we say, guidelines on how things should be done with the school. But I remember hearing stories that kids were sitting on the ground in the classroom, that there were more kids than there were desks. Now, where do we go as a society from having, you know, our healthcare starting to crumble, our schools not being able to take care of our kids? We have how many millions of people? What, almost 300 million people in the United States? More than 300, 325? Where's the tax dollars? I mean, true, somebody may have a family of four, but we should be, I mean, as a society, this is the year 2019. You would think we would have this figured out. And when I see issues with healthcare and I see issues with, you know, businesses, and when I see issues with schools, it reminds me that, or it highlights the fact that we have some major mismanagement of our tax money and our tax dollars. When I hear that people that have no insurance have to walk into one of these ERs or urgent cares, they get a $2,000-$3,000 bill, yet they've been paying taxes their whole life, something's wrong. When I hear that people paying taxes their whole life have kids that have to sit on the ground, right, while they're in class, or their teachers are underpaid. I mean, I get why the teachers are mad. But then again, we just don't get it right. Now, I hear some school districts in New York, they pay their teachers really, really well. You don't really hear as much striking over there, from what I understand. I think their teachers average 50, 60 grand a year. But I'm hearing most teachers make 28, 32,000 a year. That's a problem. When we don't put emphasis and give support and resources to the people that are taking care of our kids, they're basically our lieutenant mommies and lieutenant daddies. When we drop our kids off at school, they are under the protection and the guidance and love of a teacher. And I see this year and year again, our teachers wanting to strike, not getting enough resources. You know, people, I get how unions could be very destructive. You know, we see it sometimes in healthcare where, you know, staff's like, we're done, we're out of here, and then, you know, what happens to patients? And so, you know, there's this growing need for hospitals and medical offices to make sure they have backup staff so patients don't suffer. But then on the flip side, I see what nurses get paid and what staff gets paid. And for the work that they do, I don't see why they want to stay at their job. Now, are we also starting to get more greedy? People say greed is why we have issues with healthcare. Greed is why we have issues with, most of our pay rates. I don't know what the answer is. But the Los Angeles school district strike is really telling of how we have some crumbling foundations in our society that we need to start getting our act together and fix. So, it's not safe. 600,000 kids, 2,400 substitutes and administrators, not enough. Not enough. Apparently, they say, the father that had his four kids said one daughter was instructed to report to the auditorium, then rotate to the lunch area, then to the gymnasium, and then to the outdoor field. He said if five teachers showed up, everyone's going to be watching movies in the auditorium. So, I'm not sure what the answer is. All right, guys, let's see. What can we do to make sure you're awake during a fire alarm if you're on sleepy pills? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown continuing now into day 24, and at the root of it remains the president's demands for money for a massive border wall with Mexico. The president saying this morning he is not looking to declare a national emergency at the border to get that money.
I have the absolute legal right to call it, but I'm not looking to do that because this is too simple.
The president reiterating that the partial government shutdown could easily be resolved if Democrats would get on board. Democrats say the president has to open the government first, and then they'll start negotiating. An ongoing hostage situation at a New Jersey UPS mail sorting building continues. Police initially responded to an active shooter call this morning at the building in Logan Township. Word is a man is holding his girlfriend hostage. Schools nearby are on lockdown. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, before I took a sleeping pill, I was always afraid to take sleeping pills. I think when I was younger, we had, I mean, even though that's not my generation, but I remember hearing icons like Marilyn Monroe or Elvis having taken sleeping pills. And so when I was younger, I always thought that if you took a sleeping pill, something bad could happen to you. And you would become addicted or whatever. And so for the longest time, I didn't try a sleeping medication. Until I was in residency, and the Ambien rep, I believe it's Sanofi, had given some samples. And some of the residents had said, you know, what are patients talking about with this medication? We should be able to try it and see if it, you know, what it does. And so I tried a little bit of it, and wow, what I did was I was so afraid to take it that I took a little scraping of some Flex from the Ambien. And within, I should say, maybe 14 minutes, I was out like a light. And so I found that to be very, very powerful. I found Ambien to be one of the most powerful sleep aids. And then I took a Tylenol PM a few days later to compare the two. And then I was like, I see it. Now I see why people like this Ambien. When you take a Tylenol PM or a Unisom, you may have some drowsiness the next day because of the antihistamine component. But these non-hypnotic sedatives, you seem to get up a little quicker, more bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Mind you, I only had a couple Flex. But another reason why I was very, very nervous about taking sleeping pills is I was always worried that if there was a fire in my house, or somebody came in to storm the house, I don't know, like in the movies, not that I have the type of job where I would expect people to be storming the house trying to shoot people up. I'm a doctor, but still. I want to be able to jump up out of bed. Same thing if I have kids. They need me. I need to be able to jump up out of bed. Well, and I had a fire in my house when I was younger, so I guess I'm still kind of, you know, traumatized by that, going, yeah, a fire could happen, right? Well, the truth of the reality is many people out there, we have a different mindset when it comes to sleeping aids. And we have millions upon millions of people now taking medications for sleep. Not only the Unisom or the Tylenol or Advil PMs over the counter, but also Xanax and Valium, the benzodiazepines for sleep, Ambien, Lunesta, these hypnotics or these other types of sedatives, and or other medications that just happen to make them tired. Well, scientists decided to test rodents, okay, mice, and they showed that half of mice that were given some Xanax or Valium would not wake up to a startling noise that would basically be equitable to a fire alarm for humans. Japanese scientists discovered mice taking the experimental hypnotic drug, taking an experimental one, were able to wake up to the fire alarm. So they claim DORA-22s, do not hinder the ability to wake up during a sleep cycle by allowing the brain's sensory gatekeeper to stay vigilant. Now, this research comes out of Kagoshima University. And they also found that mice given the new class of drugs fell back asleep as quickly as those on benzos. So what these researchers are trying to do is find a sleeping aid, and of course this is going to be marketed as such, as one that doesn't hinder your quote-unquote gatekeeper reflex. So many of us moms kind of know what that is, where, and dads too, where we go to sleep and we have one ear always listening. So then it kind of wakes us up. It's fabulous what young people could do. Now that I'm older, I just sleep through. I my kids are like, Mom, I have a fever. I'm like, no, go to bed. Just sleep here. No. Yeah, and I don't even remember. I don't. So they're now looking at mice, and they're finding that benzodiazepines especially, these sedatives, could be some of the most sedating. And using these other sort of hypnotic sleeping medications may allow you to still be able to be functional. Now, apparently, there's a report that many of our youngsters are addicted to sleeping pills. We're talking about kids under 18. Apparently, figures in December found the amount of under 18-year-olds being treated for addiction to sleeping and anxiety pills have doubled. They say cases of addiction to benzodiazepines alone have increased by 96%. Why are 14, 15-year-olds taking Valium? They say treatment for addiction to Xanax, again, a sister drug to Valium, that saw a fivefold increase among youngsters. They say experts say the figures are just the tip of the iceberg, as many more children may be addicted to Xanax, which is more than 200 times stronger than Valium. Xanax is interesting. Xanax, my patients would tell me, was their quote-unquote happy pill. And it doesn't make you happy. I don't know if you guys have ever tried Xanax. Xanax doesn't make you happy. You don't get high off of it. But what it does do is it might enhance a little bit indirectly some of your serotonin and curb some of the anxiety and negativity that you have, such that you end up starting to balance towards the more happier side of things. And Xanax, when I tried one, I fell asleep like within 5-10 minutes. And patients would be coming in asking for Xanax like that they take during the day. Now, this is also the medical community's fault, because if you guys ever see a prescription for Xanax, it's one tablet, depending on your dose, 0.25, 0.5, or 1. They say one tablet every 8 hours, PRN anxiety, meaning you could take it 3 times a day as needed for anxiety. And I'm looking at this, and I go, what the heck is going on? Which is why I really think medical students may have to have a day where they try these pharmaceuticals. I know that's there's probably liability galore with that. But here I am writing Xanax as a young resident to people requesting it for anxiety. Take one tablet every 8 hours as needed. And I decide one day to try it, and it knocks me out. And we're giving people Xanax, telling them that they could take it during the day? Now, you do have a select population that it doesn't bother during the day. They're wide awake. They're functioning, or they've been able to overcome the sedation of it. But people, you take some Xanax or Valium during the day, you get into a car accident, that's a DUI. So I think we probably, after we get through this whole, you know, crusade against narcotics, which is leaving, unfortunately, a lot of people out in the cold not having pain medication, I think need to do one hell of an educational campaign on these benzodiazepines and sleeping aids. I don't think they should be written every 8 hours. Now, trust me, you have severe anxiety and an anxiety attack, and you're taking off work and you're staying home. Yes, you can theoretically take it every 8 hours. But that is not a medication you do on your way to work, or on your way to a classroom, or on your way to a hospital, or on your way to a restaurant where you need to cook. These are medications that you just don't mess with. And they're also not the most ideal medications you take when you're trying to, when you're raising kids and, you know, you need to be aware of your surroundings. But hearing that we have young kids taking these medications, this is ridiculous. So, good for these doctors coming up with these dual orexin receptor antagonists and all these other medications that may allow you to kind of still keep your brain stimuli. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAL. Okay, if guys, fix your radios. DOCDALI. An American who was being monitored in Nebraska after possibly being exposed to Ebola is released, having never developed the killer disease. Thank the Lord. The unidentified healthcare provider has already left the city of Omaha. He has left the building. He does not present a threat to the public, according to a news release from Nebraska Medicine. This person completed the required 21-day monitoring period and did not develop symptoms of the disease, according to Ted Sisolak, an infectious disease specialist. They say because this individual was symptom-free throughout the monitoring period, it was determined that they did not have Ebola, therefore were free to depart the facility and returning home. So he was monitored. I guess he started monitoring December 29th. I thought they usually did 21 days, but looks like I believe they did the 14 days. So if they don't start exhibiting a fever or a rash or any sort of, vomiting blood, other sorts of symptoms, they usually can be discharged. So that's good news. I've been getting asked a lot about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who they're now calling RBG. Now we're going to see this trend to go back to, I guess, initials like JFK and FDR. And so RBG is now what people are saying, are calling Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, apparently people are kind of obsessing about where she is with her health because she's missed opening arguments. And her seat is very contentious. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been holding on to one of the most liberal seats on the court now since the Clinton years. And her retirement could allow the Supreme Court to remain tipped in a conservative fashion if Donald Trump gets to nominate somebody, or if she stays until a 2020 election in which there could be a possibility that the Democrats take over, then she can give her seat to a liberal judge, which, again, is something I have a huge problem with in terms of judges being liberal or conservative. Okay? You interpret the law. You interpret the law fairly. You don't interpret the law to help Democrats. You don't interpret the law to help Republicans. You interpret the law neutrally, which is what the Supreme Court justices claim they'll do, and it just always seems to be this split. But I guess there's a lot of questions on, is she healthy enough? If she's already missing arguments, is that a problem? Well, I as a physician, look, she just had a lobectomy, from what I understand, a whole lobe of her lung removed for having two cancerous tumors, okay, that were found when she fractured her ribs. They claim that they found the tumors when they x-rayed her for her ribs. I'm suspicious that the ribs had cancer, which is why they fractured to begin with. They were pathological fractures, and that this could be a more severe sort of cancer. Again, Godspeed. We hope she fights it, but in terms of recovery time, no, I don't think it's odd that she's still out, considering she's 85 years old and she's undergoing this sort of treatment. I do, however, think that, maybe a conversation should exist on when is somebody not fit from a medical standpoint, not just a psychological standpoint, which I believe the Constitution allows for, but when is a person not medically fit to be on the court. Now, justices do sit out of rulings. We've seen this with Gorsuch and Kagan, and, justices very commonly sit out and go, all right, well, back off on this one. And then, there's usually a hung court, with only eight justices then. But, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what people are concerned about, and again, I want to try to sound as neutral as possible on this as a doctor, but a big concern people have is that there's not going to be a lot of disclosure on her true health because of how contentious her seat is. And so, even conservative outlets are saying, look, she does need time to recover. This is the norm. But there are theories out there that if, God forbid, she is in a state where she isn't very, very healthy, would we be told the opposite? And just so that her seat still remains hers. So you have fans of hers and you have critics. And my problem as a physician with all this is, somebody should be allowed to heal. But also, if it is time to leave, it's time to leave. And so this idea of holding up, and not her per se, but her camp, trying to hold things up, although they say she's still going to vote. Do we know it's really her voting, or is there a proxy? When Woodrow Wilson had his stroke, it's been postulated that his wife basically ran the White House. So there's concern that somebody else would be, in charge of her her rulings. I don't think that would happen. From what I understand, she is conscious. She is recuperating well. So, as a doctor, let me tell you, it is going to take some time. It could take her months to recover. Absolutely. But, if it is going to take her months, and she may not, be in a position where she could go back and serve on the Supreme Court, does she have a duty to give up her seat. I don't know. Constitution is very vague on their terms. Basically, from what I've interpreted it, if they're not of sound mind, they could be removed. But somebody who has medical issues can still serve. And she has battled cancer before, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer. So we'll keep you posted on that. And again, we wish everybody well, okay? When politics, right, when politics comes in the way and makes people say horrible things about people who are fighting for their lives, we've let politics win. Was it Ronald Reagan who, when he was shot, he had asked the doctors and was joking, are you guys Republicans or Democrats? And the doctor said, today we're all Republicans. That's the answer. It doesn't matter when you're saving a person's life. Right? We put politics aside, figure things out. This soldier is a hero. Did you guys hear about this? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, a soldier, 20-year-old Army hero, saved the life of a Texas man because he crafted this makeshift medical device to deal with, I believe, a tension pneumothorax when he was headed home to Mississippi and he witnessed a car accident. Jeff Udger was the victim in this car accident. He wasn't, military man wasn't in the accident, but he witnessed it. And apparently he was bleeding from the head and slumped over the wheel of his truck. So Sergeant Trey Troney enlisted the help of two other men to pry open the door. And then he used his New Orleans Saints hoodie, salute to service hoodie, to help stop the bleeding. He made a tourniquet. And then, or not a tourniquet, but he used it to stop the bleeding. And then he noticed that the chest had stopped moving. So he recognized that the patient was suffering from a collapsed lung. So he did find a first aid kit and a needle compression kit in his car, which he had. And the needle compression kit, basically you put in at a certain area between the ribs to help relieve any air or pressure to allow the lung to expand. The lung tissue is very delicate, so air that gets in there or bleeding could unfortunately prevent the lung from expanding and then functioning to exchange air and oxygen. But the needle he had wasn't long enough. So he took a ballpoint pen, threw out the ink so he could just have the tube, and then he used that. And I've heard of this being done on airplanes, etc. Was able to then put that into the lung to help relieve the pressure of the air and was able to save his life. Now, Udger did lose consciousness and massive blood loss, but I believe he is still recovering. And this 20-year-old, he's what America's all about. Bravo. Bravo. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.